Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Anchorage police have arrested the brother of one of the victims of a bar shooting that left two people dead and two injured. 25-year-old Lee Chi Chang was charged with first-degree murder last night. Police say Chang is accused of shooting Emilio Ramirez in the parking lot of JJ's Lounge in Anchorage on Monday. The other man killed that night was Chang's older brother, Ka Meng Chang. Police have not said who they believe shot and killed the older brother, and they have not disclosed a motive. The Army is investigating the death of a Stryker soldier in Afghanistan. The Army is looking into the death of Danny Chin, a 19-year-old private from New York who was killed October 3rd in a non-combat-related death. Military investigators said Chin died from a gunshot wound to the head. His body was found in a guard tower. The U.S. government is considering whether to build short segments of fencing along the northern border with Canada, but the fences won't stretch very far. That's what a U.S. Customs and Border Protection planner told a small audience gathered in Bellingham, Washington, Tuesday night. Northwest News Network correspondent Tom Bonsi was there.
A planning document describing possible security enhancements along our northern border is raising eyebrows both in Canada and in the American Northwest. The draft study for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency mentions, among other things, enhanced electronic surveillance, access road improvements, as well as fencing portions of the border. Agency planner Don Beckham did his best to tamp down alarm caused by the idea of fencing.
The document very specifically says that we have no interest or intention of building a fence on the northern border like the fences that have been built on the southwest border. The situation is entirely different.
What Beckham says could happen is selective fencing at known trouble spots or around remote border crossings. Beckham's assurances largely satisfied the handful of people who turned out at this public meeting. I'm Tom Bonsi in Bellingham.
The Juneau Airport's two-and-a-half-year terminal renovation and expansion project is winding down a year later than expected and more than $1 million over the original contract amount. McGraw Custom Construction's final bill ended up just being under $11.2 million, up from the original estimate of just over $10 million. Airport architect Catherine Fritz says unforeseen conditions exposed during renovation and design problems contributed to that increase, but the airport also requested additional work not included in the original plans. For example, renovation of the departure lounge.
Because of the timeliness and the integral nature of other work in the departure lounge that was in the contract, we were able to use existing contractor and subcontractors to accomplish work that wasn't originally in the scope.
The project was paid for with state and federal grants as well as money from the CBJ's temporary 1% sales tax. Weather forecast calls for rain showers for today.